This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Rebecca Roberts. The earthquake that rattled Washington, D.C. and much of the East Coast this afternoon was felt as far away as Michigan, New York, and the Carolinas. The 5.9 quake was centered in Virginia. It caused some minor injuries, damaged the National Cathedral, delayed flights in many cities. Amtrak has said trains are running at reduced speeds. NPR science correspondent Chris Joyce joins us now in Studio 3A. And Chris, the federal nuclear regulator says that one nuclear plant shut down after the earthquake. Do we know any more about what happened there?
I don't. I've been following the geology. I did hear and got confirmation from some other sources that indeed this happened. Apparently, according to the Associated Press, it's a standard operation that happens when there's, just as it happened in Japan, of course, without the consequences of Japan, you get a quake and reactors are designed to automatically shut down when that happens. And apparently that's what happened there.
And when you're talking to geologists, what are you hearing from them?
Astonishment. even the geologists are a bit gobsmacked at this because it's just not something that happens very often in the East. I mean, there was a time when the East Coast was pretty active, even to the level of the San Andreas Fault system in California, but that was millions and millions and millions of years ago. It's been pretty stable since, so they're all scratching their heads in a sense, you know, eating up the data to find out what happened. They think it happened on something called the Spotsylvania Fault, which is Spotsylvania is up in a region of Virginia, where right near where this happened, a fault that has been actually active in the past 10 years or so, but not to this level. There have been a few little quakes along that fault, 3.5 up to 4.5, but nothing as big as this.
And does the fact that it is a less active fault mean that there's less monitoring on it, or fewer sensors in it, all of that?
There are sensors in it, but it's a very complex geological system, and it's certainly not. Observed to the level that the faults in California are observed. I just don't have the instrumentation. Why? Why would you spend the money when it's not likely to happen?
We are also joined on the line by Sandy Hussman. She's bureau chief for Virginia Public Radio. Joins us from near the epicenter of the earthquake in Virginia. Sandy, where exactly are you?
I am at the Louisa Volunteer Fire Department, which is about 5 miles down the road from what was described as the epicenter of the quake, and it's telling that this is a large fire station and there's nobody here. There's been a lot of alarm, obviously, in the neighborhood. The fire chief's daughter, who's standing here with me, tells me that there have been a number of reports of heart attacks, but no injuries, no serious injuries or deaths that we know of. And the most serious structural damage seems to be along the lines of chimneys collapsing, large cracks opening up in fairly new construction, and of course lots and lots of small damage in homes where everything that was on the wall came down, everything that was in the medicine cabinet is now in the sink or on the floor. It's mostly just a mess and a lot of rattled nerves.
And how would you describe the area? Is it pretty rural?
You know, it is. This is not an urban center. It tends to be low-rise construction, a lot of open space between smaller communities, and there's a lot of traffic out right now. I mean, this is certainly a well-settled area. I wouldn't say that it's not populated, but as far as the kinds of damage that you would see in big cities, there's none of that. We don't have high-rises that would have fallen down.
And can you put the fire chief's daughter on the phone?
I will. Her name is okay. Rebecca Bowers. She works in the Marie Bowers, and she works in the flower shop across the street, and I'll let you speak with her.
Hi, Marie. It's Rebecca
Hello.
Roberts on Talk of the Nation. Can you tell us how you felt the quake?
I was sitting eating my lunch in the living room when it started, and, of course, I had no idea what it was. My first thought was that it was an airplane falling, and I just started scrambling to get out of the house. And then I realized that it wasn't. I didn't even know where my husband was at the time in the house, and everything just started flying off, breaking. Some of my little priceless collections that I have. But we sustained those kinds of damages at our house. The house is still standing, and we're not broken. But I've never ever experienced anything as scary, and I hope I never do.
Have you lived in the area your whole life?
Yes, I'm right in Louisa, in the town.
And you've never felt even a tremor before?
We have had other earthquakes, but they were nothing compared to this. I think they were maybe like a 2 or 2 point something the other ones that we've had here, I think we had one in 2000 and one many years ago, maybe back in the 60s, I remember one. But, no, we've never had anything of this magnitude. And, you know, your thoughts immediately go to North Anna, even though I know that that's probably as safe as anything is around here.
That's the nuclear power plant in the neighborhood.
Yeah, uh-huh. But, you know, the flower shop that I work in across the street, everything in the side of the shop is broken. And, you know, most of that can't be replaced. But, as I said, we're still standing, we're alive, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, Marie Bowers and Sandy Hausman, thank you both. I'm glad everybody is safe, and thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, God, for keeping us safe.
And Christopher Joyce, I understand that you have a little bit more info about that nuclear power plant. She mentioned North Anna.
Right. We've just got some communication from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and they're basically wired in constantly to all the nuclear power plants around the country. And they've confirmed also that the North Anna plant in Virginia shut down. There's two units at this plant, two nuclear reactors that they shut down automatically. We are told by a spokesman from the NRC that they have enough fuel for the generators that run them on site for local electricity to last for a week, running around the clock. So that's the situation there. There are many other nuclear power plants in the East Coast. So far, we've heard of none that have shut down.
Christopher Joyce, NPR science correspondent, thank you so much for joining us here in 3A.
You're welcome.
And stay tuned to NPR. All things considered, there will be more about the earthquake, which I understand now the U.S. Geological Survey has said it's a magnitude 5.8, not a 5.9. But we will continue to stay on top of it here at NPR News.